This is Reading Lesson 9. Read number 1.
Tarde.
Now try number 2.
Janet.
3.
Sat.
In number 4, you see a new letter, the
Ya,
as it appears in initial or medial position. The
Ya
is the only letter that has two dots below. Its sound will vary. Here it represents the sound E, as in meet. In number 4, it's in the middle, connected to the letters for SH and R. Try to read number 4.
Sheer.
The E sound is the most common one. Read number 4 again.
Sheer.
Notice that this vowel is written as a letter rather than as a diacritical mark. In Dari, a few vowels such as this one are always written out, although most are usually omitted. In number 5, you see it after an
Alif,
which takes on the E sound. Try to read number 5, which is a word you know.
Inja. Inja.
Sometimes the
Ya
sounds more like A, as in English day. It has this sound in number 6. Try to read number 6.
Jeb. Jeb.
In number 7, the
Ya
again has an A sound, which the
Alif
assumes as well. Try to read number 7.
Eshan. Eshan.
In number 8, it has a shorter sound, more like the I, as in sit. Try to read number 8, which is a word you know.
Darin.
Number 9 begins with the letter
Kaf,
which is pronounced like an English K. Here you see it in initial position. Try to read number 9.
Kitab.
Number 10.
Karan.
Number 11 begins with a letter whose sound is difficult for speakers of English to pronounce. Here it's connected to an
Alif.
Repeat number 11 after the speaker.
Qa. Qa.
This letter is called a
Qaf.
Notice the two dots over the top. Try to read number 12.
Qarn. Qarn.
Number 13.
Quran.
In number 14, the letter K appears in its final position, and the
Ya
has its more common E sound. Try to read number 14.
Sheik.
In number 15, the
Qaf
is in final position. Read number 15.
Zaq. Zaq.
16.
Barq.
17.
Qand.
In number 18, the
Ya
has an A sound. Read number 18.
Ish.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 9.